This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Macoupin County Fair is still going strong, and yesterday was a busy day of livestock shows, and we have some of those results for you this morning. We'll start off with the county sheep show results. For the junior show, champion Southdown Ram and Ewe was shown by Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Champion Dorset Ram and Ewe, shown by Bo Mum of Whiteheath, Illinois. Champion Dorper Ram and Ewe, shown by Taylor McHenry of Oakford. Champion Cheviot Ram and Ewe, shown by Luke Mum of Whiteheath. Champion Columbia Ram and Ewe, Brock Bowman of Greenfield. Champion Oxford Ram and Ewe, Luke Mum of Whiteheath. Champion Hampshire Ram and Ewe, Bo Mum of Whiteheath. Champion All Other Breeds Exotic Ram and Exotic Ewe, Bo Mum of Whiteheath. And Champion All Other Breeds Ram was shown by Luke Mum. And Champions All Other Breeds Ewe, shown by Bo Mum, both of Whiteheath. In the open show, Champion Southdown Ram and Ewe, both shown by Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Champion Dorset Ram and Ewe was shown by the Nichols Sheep Farm of Jerseyville. Champion Dorper Ram and Ewe shown by Taylor McHenry of Oakford. Champion Cheviot Ram and Ewe, Luke Mum of Whiteheath. Champion Columbia Ram and Ewe shown by Roy Robinson of Carlinville. Champion Oxford Ram and Ewe, Kenzie Meyer of Aaronsville. Champion Hampshire Ram was shown by Bo Mum of Whiteheath. Champion Hampshire Ewe, Chris Meyer of Aaronsville. Champion All Other Breeds Exotic Ram and Ewe, Kenzie Meyer of Aaronsville. Champion All Other Breeds Ram, Chris Meyer of Aaronsville. And Champion All Other Breeds Ewe, Bo Mum of Whiteheath. And now we'll take a look at the 4-H show results. For the 4-H Sheep Show, Grand Champion Ewe was shown by Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Grand Champion Ewe, also Alexis. Grand Champion Ram, also Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. Reserve Grand Champion Ram, Brendan Mosby of Carlinville. Grand Champion Market Lamb, shown by Kayla Corton of Carlinville. And the Reserve Grand Champion Market Lamb went to Alexis Bowman of Palmyra. For the 4-H Beef Show, the Grand Champion Female was shown by Mackenzie Wolf of Brighton. Reserve Grand Champion Female, Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. Grand Champion Steer, Riley Rhodes of Carlinville. Junior Showmanship was awarded to Sam Wolf of Brighton. And Senior Showmanship was awarded to Mackenzie Wolf of Brighton. And speaking of 4-H, I did have a chance to visit with the Macoupin County 4-H Program Coordinator yesterday afternoon. Kate Harding says numbers have held strong the last couple of years, and they have several 4-H members throughout Macoupin County.
Oh, we've had a great opening day of the fair. We had our 4-H swine show yesterday morning, so we had a pretty good turnout for our 4-H members, and they got to show off their project, so it was an exciting morning. And then this morning we had our 4-H sheep show at 8 a.m. right before the open show, and then we went right into the beef show at 10 o'clock for our 4-H kids. So good turnout for our 4-H members, and lots of good family and friends and support out there for our 4-H members, so it was a good day.
Awesome. Well, that's great to hear. Since you are the program coordinator for the 4-H kids, how do they go about choosing a project, or when do they start working on these things to show them at the fair?
So our 4-H year starts September 1st, so that's when all our members start deciding what projects they're going to do for the year. So they'll have those picked. Usually they're all done and registered by October. So they'll get their project information, their manuals, and all the information they need. They can start working on their projects as early as they'd like. So anytime in the fall, and they're working on their projects throughout the year, and then just kind of wrapping it up at the fair as a showcase of what they've been working on throughout the 4-H year.
Have you had a lot of participation this year and a lot of kids showing at the fair?
We have. Our numbers have remained steady the last couple years, so that's good to see. And our swine shows kind of numbers have went up, so that's been good. As for our general projects, we had our general show on June 29th. So all of those projects are on display at the 4-H building at the fairgrounds. So we've got a full building of projects out there. People want to stop by and check them out during this week at the fair.
You don't have to give me a specific number, but as far as membership goes for Macoupin County, are we talking, 100 kids, more than that, less than that, just maybe a rough estimate?
We've got about 200 kids ages 8 to 18 in our Macoupin County 4-H program. And then we have 50 Cloverbud members, and those are members that are age 5 to 7. So our grand total is around 250 youth involved in our Macoupin County 4-H program.
Wow, well, what an astounding number. That's great to hear that there's such involvement. And along with the kids participating in all of these activities and not only the extension staff helping out, I know you probably have a lot of volunteers and parents that are involved as well.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's kind of key to our program. We rely a lot on our volunteers and our parents and families of our 4-H members, and we couldn't do it without them, so we appreciate all their support and help throughout the 4-H year and during the fair week in our 4-H shows.
Well, awesome. It sounds like you've got a great turnout and great participation at the 2017 Macoupin County Fair. Kate, if kids in the area or their parents or anyone would like to get involved with 4-H, how can they do that?
They can definitely call us at the extension office here in Carlinville, 217-854-9604, or you can go online and visit our website. Just type in Macoupin County 4-H, and there's a lot of information on there. So there's a couple different ways you can go about it, or you can even pop in the office here at, we're out at the plaza, or someone can just come into the extension office and get the information they need about joining 4-H.
Kate Harding, 4-H Program Coordinator for Macoupin County. The fair continues today with beef judging at 8 a.m., the 4-H Poultry Show at 9, 4-H Goat Show at 1 p.m., and the ITPA Truck and Tractor Pulls take place at 6:30 this evening. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.